Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Zandra. May I have your zip code?
85027.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name?
First name is Maria. Last name is McGee. McGee.
Okay. I do see an order in your name. Would you verify your address, please?
1747 West Tonto Lane, Phoenix, Arizona, 85027.
Okay. Thank you. One moment. Okay, so on your account, I see you have the Bites Hub app. This is an app that helps you plan healthier meals. It's designed to help you cut sugar and carbs from your diet.
But I didn't go for that. I kind of got gypped. I was going for something else that's totally unrelated, and I wasn't going for this. So it wasn't advertised properly. So I don't want to process this. I don't want this. I can stop this transaction. I don't want this.
Okay. Again, it's for the Bites Hub app. So, did you want to try it? We can lower it to $20.
No, that's okay. It's not your fault per se. It's just if the website had been more upfront, and I could have made that choice, but I just kind of got duped into it. So, no, at this time, I can check it out later maybe, but not at this time. I can't be doing that.
One moment. Okay, so we have the account closed out. We voided the charge. You will get an email at mariamcgee.79@gmail.com indicating that the charge has been voided.
Okay, I appreciate that. Thank you so much, ma'am. I'm sorry about that, but thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
You have a great day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.